Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
大家好，我是 Anna。
Today we're going to be talking about a special picture book. Anna, can you remember any of the picture books you read when you were a child?
小时候哦，其实不管是绘本还是漫画，我想我记忆比较深刻的就是哆啦 A 梦。How about you?
Yeah, well, I remember reading a book about a hungry caterpillar. A caterpillar is an insect that turns into a butterfly. So in this book, it eats lots of food, and then at the very end of the book, it turns into a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, 你这样说的话，我记得好像幼稚园的小朋友都会看这个绘本，有关于一只毛毛虫变成蝴蝶的故事，好像有听过诶。
Yeah, it was good.But today, we're going to talk about a picture book by a Taiwanese artist. We'll also find out some things about the artist's life. So let's start the article.
赶快看今天的文章。
Jimmy, A Chance of Sunshine.
Do you know of Jimmy Liao? If not, you probably know his picture book, A Chance of Sunshine.This book is so popular that it even became a movie and a TV drama. However, Jimmy wasn't always this blessed. In 1995, he got blood cancer. While fighting the disease, he found meaning in his life. This also made him appreciate the smallest things around him. So, Jimmy started to express himself.Through his illustrations. Through Jimmy's works, we can learn to enjoy life and not to take things for granted. That's why his books appeal to readers of all ages.
Word power!
Drama, drama. Eddie Peng acted in TV dramas before starring in films. Eddie Peng acted in TV dramas before starring in films. Meaning, meaning. People believe in different meanings.Behind Mona Lisa's smile. People believe in different meanings behind Mona Lisa's smile. Appreciate. Appreciate. Appreciate, appreciated, appreciated. Gordon gives tips to the waitress to appreciate her hard work.Gordon gives tips to the waitress to appreciate her hard work. Appeal to. Appeal to. The strawberry cake in the bakery appeals to me the most. The strawberry cake in the bakery appeals to me the most.
The article begins by introducing the artist. It says, Do you know of Jimmy Liao? So, do you know who he is, Anna?
当然咯，他在台湾很有名，不过我们通常 we usually don't call him Jimmy, we usually call him Jimmy.
Jimmy, okay. Alright, so I didn't know who he is until I saw some pictures. The article says, if not...You probably know his picture book, A Chance of Sunshine.
虽然啊，英文叫做 A Chance of Sunshine, 但是在台湾呢，我们是这本书的中文名字是向左走，向右走。
Okay. Well, I've seen some of Jimmy, that's right, Jimmy Liao's pictures in some MRT stations around Taipei. So let's find out more about the book. The article says...This book is so popular that it even became a movie and a TV drama.
That's right. 因为这本书真的是非常的有名，就是因为 so famous, 以至于有一个结果产生了。其实在这句话当中呢，看起来有一点长，但是如果把句型抓出来的 so that 就是如此的点点点，以至于什么结果产生。所以因为这个绘本很有名啊，所以它有这个电影啊，然后这个动画啦，甚至还演成 TV drama。
嗯哼 ，A drama, D-R-A-M-A, drama is any kind of play, TV show or movie that is mostly about how the characters change as they overcome problems or difficulties. Here we're talking about a TV drama, so we mean the kind of shows we see on TV that deal with family and romance and real life problems.
对啊，所以其实 drama 本来就有戏剧的意思，如果我们在这边特别指的是 TV drama, 你就知道应该是电视剧的意思哦。
So here's an example sentence. Eddie Peng acted in TV dramas before starring in films. Eddie Peng acted in TV dramas before starring in films.
其实我们在例句当中提到的 Eddie Peng 就是彭于晏啦。那彭于晏呢，他其实在演电影之前他是演电视剧的哦。
Mm-hmm. It sounds like Jimmy Liao's book has done really well, but it's not always been easy for him. As the article says, however, Jimmy wasn't always this blessed.
That's right. 所以其实啊 ,Jimmy 在之前呢，虽然他现在很有名，但是之前他的生活啊过得还不是太容易哦。什么意思呢？在文章当中我们看到的是一个 however, 然而其实他之前并不像现在一样这么样的幸运。到底发生了什么事呢 ?What happened?
Well, the next sentence explains a little more. In 1995, he got blood cancer.This is a very bad disease, so he was sick for a long time.
其实哦，不管是什么样的 cancer, 只要听到 cancer, 癌症或其实叫做炎症，就还蛮严重的。尤其是像是 blood cancer, 血癌，不能说血炎，因为我们平常都说血癌。那其实血癌真的是很严重，整个身体的血液呢都生病了。This is very bad, 真的是非常严重。
Yeah, definitely.、Mm. Jimmy didn't give up though. The article says,While fighting the disease, he found meaning in his life.
Right. 所以其实我们在英文当中看到 while, 它就是 when, 当什么什么的时候。当然在这边呢，我们看到 when he was fighting the disease, 当他正在对抗疾病 blood cancer 的时候。其实对他来说另外好的一面是 he found meaning in his life.、
Mm. And meaning, M-E-A-N-I-N-G, meaning, means the importance or purpose for something. It is what something really means. So sometimes when people paint pictures or sing songs or write stories, there's more than one meaning to the pictures or the words.
对耶，所以其实像文学作品或者是艺术作品，它的背后都会有一些代表的意义。那么在英文当中的这个意义呢，就叫做 meaning, M-E-A-N-I-N-G, 因为它的动词的 mean 就是意思如何如何，一直什么什么的东西。所以什么东西的意义，当然就是什么东西的 meaning。
Mm-hmm. So we could say, people believe in different meanings behind Mona Lisa's smile.People believe in different meanings behind Mona Lisa's smile.
对啊，像蒙娜丽莎的微笑，这一幅很伟大的艺术作品之后呢，一定会有很多不同的 meanings.、Mm-hmm. 那大家都有不同的 interpretations, 不同的诠释了。
I guess when Jimmy was sick, he realized what was important to him in life. The article tells us more. This also made him appreciate...the smallest things around him. So if you appreciate, A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-E, appreciate something, you are thankful for something or value something very highly.
That's right. 所以当我们 appreciate something 的时候，我们其实是很感谢、感激某一件事情，可能是感谢某个人的帮助，或者是感激生命当中的一些小事物。不过在这边呢，我们可能要注意一下这个动词，因为受到拼字以一结尾的影响，所以它的过去式跟过去分词直接加 d 就可以了。 它的三态是 appreciate,、mm-hmm. appreciated, appreciated,、
mm-hmm.
它就是感激或者是感谢的意思。要注意它的拼字哦 ,A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-E, appreciate.、
Mm-hmm. So we could say, Gordon gives tips to the waitress to appreciate her hard work. Gordon gives tips to the waitress to appreciate her hard work.
对啊，像有一些这个服务生呢，其实非常的努力。这个时候我们就会多给一些小费 tips 来感谢他辛苦的工作。那么感谢什么样的事情？通常这个 appreciate 的受词是某一件事哦，通常不是人，所以 appreciate one's hard work.
So Jimmy wanted to share what he felt with other people. The article says so.Jimmy started to express himself through his illustrations. Illustration, I-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N, illustration, is just another word for drawing or picture.
Right, 所以当我们画东西下来，这个 drawing 或者是 picture 是很生动具体的来阐释一件事情，这就叫做 illustration、
mm-hmm.
其实中文可以翻成是插画或者是绘画作品的意思 illustration
Yeah, his books have affected a lot of people. The article says, through Jimmy's works, we can learn to enjoy life and not take things for grantedIf you take something for granted, it means you don't appreciate it enough.
That's right. 所以其实这个片语很重要。Take something for granted. 它中文的意思就是视什么什么为理所当然。比如说我们常常觉得父母亲应该要对我们好啊。We always take our parents' love for granted.、
Mm-hmm.
视他们为理所当然，好像他们就应该要做。当然这个片语呢，它其实是不好负面的意思。We should not take everything for granted.
Yeah, we should、mm-hmm. definitely not take things for granted. So we could say, we shouldn't take things for granted. We shouldn't take things for granted.
And we should always thank them when they help us.、
Mm-hmm. So, the final sentence of the article says, that's why his books appeal to readers of all ages. If something appeals to you,That means you like it a lot. In this case, it means that children, teenagers, and adults all enjoy reading Jimmy Liao's books.
对啊，所以 people of all ages 就表示是所有年龄层的人，从小的到年纪大的，甚至到年纪很大的那些年长者都喜欢吉米的作品。
Mm-hmm. Here's another example. The strawberry cake in the bakery appeals to me the most.The strawberry cake in the bakery appeals to me the most.
所以其实 appeal to someone 就是吸引某人的意思。
Okay, that's the end of the article, so let's end today's lesson. So, Anna, have you read A Chance of Sunshine, and can you tell me some more about it?
Well, surprisingly, I haven't read that book.
Really?
I know this book, but I haven't read that book, but I know it's a kind of like a love story.
Oh, right. So, have you ever tried drawing pictures yourself?
Well, I'm not very good at drawing, honestly.
Okay.
Have you?
Me neither. I like to draw, I'm just not very good. Mm-hmm. I just like using the pictures to tell different stories, you know. So, like maybe this romance story、mm-hmm. in A Chance of Sunshine. I'd like the story, but I couldn't draw it.Okay,、mm-hmm. so that's the end of today's lesson. If you haven't read A Chance of Sunshine, go and take a look right now.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you then.
When does the school carnival take place?
When does the school carnival take place?
Hello, 大家好，我是 Buffy, 欢迎来到小聚会。耶、yeah, 圆游会，我超爱圆游会的啦。学校的圆游会呢就是 School Carnival。School Carnival。When does the school carnival take place? 就是学校圆游会是什么时候举行呢？ take place 就是举行举办，也就是今天小聚会的句型哦。其实它非常活用，如果你想问什么事情什么时候举行呢，就可以套用今天的问句。就像如果我想问会议什么时候举行呢，就可以说 When does the meeting take place? When does the meeting take place? OK， 不知道大家有没有参加过圆游会或者是校庆呢？啊，现在又要来话说当年了。记得我高二的时候的校庆啊，每个班级都要规划一个摊位和活动。我们班的摊位呢是卖热狗，业绩还不错哦。然后啊，活动就是趣味闯关游戏。可是很尴尬的是，我们隔壁班搞了一个鬼屋，结果人潮聚集到那里就停止了。唉，不过呢，我一直想不透为什么校庆一定要办鬼屋。现在终于知道了，因为男生都喜欢带女生去鬼屋，女生就可以啊很害怕，那男生呢就可以借保护女生之名行肢体接触之实。男生你们说是不是？好啦，我相信大家都是正人君子。今天的小聚会就到这里咯，赶快来复习一下今天的句子，我们下次见，拜拜。
When does the school carnival take place?
When does the school carnival take place?
Especially 和 especially 长得好像哦。
对啊，那意思也差不多吗？
That's right. These two words, especially and specially, can be used interchangeably. 也就是说，这两个字呢，可以互相的互换使用哦。那它们呢，两个都是副词，可以用来修饰名词以及形容词，有这个强调的语气哦，用来表示特别是怎么样怎么样。For example, everyone loves this movie, especially children. Or, I'm afraid of walking home alone, especially at night. 那刚刚这两个句子当然都可以用 specially 互换，有相同的意思。不过很多人可能会想说，到底这两个还有什么差别呢？其实呢，大家有没有发现 especially 它是不是好像比较难发音，跟 specially 比起来，所以一般像小朋友或是初学者来讲，习惯成自然就会用成 specially。 但是呢，一般 especially 还是比较正式的说法哦。不过呢，如果你要用来强调某个东西是特别或是专程因为什么原因而怎么样呢，用 specially 会比较贴切。 For example, 送礼的时候可能会说 I got this specially for you, 我特别呢买这个礼物来送你哦。 Or, this shampoo is specially designed for people with dry and damaged hair. 另外如果你说 I love headbands, especially I like feather headbands,注意哦，不能把 especially 放在句首上是错的。你要说 I especially like feather headbands.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
其实 especially 和 specially 都是一样的意思，但 specially 比较针对是什么事情特别为什么而做的哦，而 especially 比较正式。
Jimmy, A Chance of Sunshine.
Do you know of Jimmy Liao? If not, you probably know his picture book, A Chance of Sunshine. This book is so popular that it even became a movie and a TV drama. However, Jimmy wasn't always this blessed. In 1995, he got blood cancer. While fighting the disease,He found meaning in his life. This also made him appreciate the smallest things around him. So, Jimmy started to express himself through his illustrations. Through Jimmy's works, we can learn to enjoy life and not to take things for granted. That's why his books appeal to readers of all ages.Drama, drama. Eddie Peng acted in TV dramas before starring in films. Eddie Peng acted in TV dramas before starring in films. Meaning. People believe in different meanings behind Mona Lisa's smile. People believe in different meanings behind Mona Lisa's smile. Appreciated. Gordon gives tips to the waitress to appreciate her hard work. Gordon gives tips to the waitress to appreciate her hard work. Appeal to. The strawberry cake in the bakery appeals to me the most. The strawberry cake in the bakery appeals to me the most.